September 25, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest, the goal of relationship. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain, Matthew 5:41. The summing up of our Lord's teaching is that the relationship which he demands is an impossible one unless he has done a supernatural work in us. Jesus Christ demands that there be not the slightest trace of resentment, even suppressed in the heart of a disciple, when he meets with tyranny and injustice. Woe, no enthusiasm will ever stand the strain that Jesus Christ will put upon his worker. Only one thing will, and that is a personal relationship to himself, which has gone through the mill of his spring cleaning until there is only one purpose left. I am here for God to send me where he will. Every other thing may get fogged, but this relationship to Jesus Christ must never be. The Sermon on the Mount is not an ideal. It is a statement of what will happen in me when Jesus Christ has altered my disposition and put in a disposition like his own. Jesus Christ is the only one who can fulfill the Sermon on the Mount. If we are to be disciples of Jesus, we must be made disciples supernaturally. As long as we have the dead set purpose of being disciples, we may be sure we are not. I have chosen you. That is the way the grace of God begins. It is a constraint we cannot get away from. We can disobey it, but we cannot generate it. The drawing is done by the supernatural grace of God, and we never can trace where his work begins. Our Lord's making of a disciple is supernatural. He does not build on any natural capacity at all. God does not ask us to do the things that are easy to us naturally. He only asks us to do the things we are perfectly fitted to do by his grace, and the cross will come along that line always. That's the end of Oswald's text. Often, as we look at our relationship with the Lord, we assume we can make that relationship a good one, doing any one of a number of things that we have come to do as a matter of habit over the course of our Christian lives. We believe that bringing people to Jesus, we believe that singing songs of worship, we believe that doing acts of service are things which will improve our relationship. However, the kinds of demands that Jesus puts on us go way beyond these acts of service and sense of duty. Jesus goes so far as to absolutely insist that when we see tyranny and injustice, we don't even flinch, let alone react as we normally would. Even the slightest trace of resentment, even when we suppress it and don't express it, betrays the fact that our love for Jesus is still conditional. Jesus is truly the only one who can ever live the perfect life, which was able to not be resentful in the face of tyranny and injustice. The reason he could do so is Jesus truly understood the nature of mankind, and he understood our failings. He loved us anyway. We never surprise God because he has no illusions about us. He knows exactly what we will do in every situation. He also understands that for all fairness, be hanged when we're caught in the clinch and the chips are down and we need to compromise justice on the altar of our own survival. As he also said, the Sermon on the Mount is not an ideal. It is truly a reflection of the nature of character of God, which is quite contrary to the nature and character of the human race. If we want to have an absolutely beautiful relationship and a clean and completely passionate and intimate relationship with God. We need to be one with Christ and allow Christ to actually do our activities for us. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock," said Jesus. "If any man will hear me and will open the door, I will come in and will dine with him, and he with me." And basically, he will come in and become, as it were, a family member. But more than that, he will actually act out or do the work that needs to be done in any situation where we call upon him and invite him in. Each new event is an opportunity to open the door and let Jesus handle it instead of myself.